We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
I'm Brittany.
I'm Alexa.
I'm Ashton.
I'm Morgan.
And I'm Jamie.
There were 12 disciples.
Jesus called to help him.
There were 12 disciples. Jesus called to help him. Simon, Peter, Andrew, James's brother John, Philip, Thomas, Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon, Judas, and Bartholomew. He has called us to. We are his disciples. I am one of you. He has called us to. We are his disciples. I am one of you.
Great crowds were coming to see and hear Jesus, the man of miracles, and Jesus wanted to teach his disciples a most important lesson about the kingdom of heaven. True happiness and joy only comes from knowing and loving, trusting, obeying, and serving God. Here are the words Jesus spoke to the 12 on a mountainside.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
Blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled.
Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God.
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Why do you think Jesus uses people who are poor in spirit and meek and humble?
I think that the people who are meek and humble and poor in spirit will accept the blessings more, so they'll think of it as the greatest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm. Let's look at some of these verses and talk about each one, and maybe we can get a better understanding. Jesus said, blessed are those who are poor in spirit. What does that mean, Jess?
Maybe realizing that we're insignificant compared to God.
Yeah. And Alexa?
Blessed are those who mourn. When we see the sin in our lives and how much we need forgiveness through Jesus.
And realize that forgiveness can only come through Jesus because he's the Son of God.
Okay. Who are the meek? Let me give you an example. If there are two kids playing and one kid was not very nice to the other, if the other kid just went off and just yelled at them and just told them how terrible they were and just really was not very nice either, would you say that kid was meek?
No.
How would someone respond to something like that in a meek way? Morgan.
Someone would probably say, I'm sorry, I forgive you. I would do what God says. God forgave us our sins.
Okay. So you would expect to give the same forgiveness that God gave you through Jesus.
They wouldn't continue to cause another problem because they would know that that would just make it worse.
Okay.
And they would try to solve the problem instead of starting it.
Okay.
I heard a Bible verse, and it says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger.
That sounds like a proverb. Is that a proverb?
Yes.
Proverbs, I think it's 15:1.
Good. And that's why the meek are blessed, because they don't have that anger and that resentment and that hurtful kind of attitude towards others. They don't need to get even, do they?
No. Two wrongs don't make a right.
That's right. Hunger and thirst for righteousness. Jamie, what was Jesus talking about? He wasn't talking about people who are hungry and thirsty, was
he? No. When Jesus was talking about hunger and thirst for righteousness, he was talking about being right with God and wanting to be righteous and really, truly seeking God's will in our lives.
Okay. And how about blessed are the merciful? What does that mean?
Maybe to be loving and kind towards others even when they make mistakes.
Right. Blessed are the pure in heart. What does that mean, Brittany?
Jesus lives in our hearts, so we have to be pure. And we need to keep our hearts and minds pure because he's in our hearts and our minds. Mm. And we need not to give in to sin, because then that would shove him out of the way and put sin first.
Yeah. Blessed are the peacemakers. How do you become a peacemaker, Morgan?
By caring for others.
Okay.
Trying to make the world better.
That's good. Jamie?
By listening to others and listening to both sides of their story.
Okay. Well, we have one more here, because Jesus told the disciples that they would be persecuted.
In the disciples' case, they were getting persecuted because they told people about God, and just like Jesus was persecuted he had to die on the cross. The disciples were persecuted in all sorts of ways. They were put in jail and just all different things.
And we can be persecuted today. People may pick on you because of your belief in Jesus, but what they think is not the most important thing, is it?
No.
It's what God thinks.
We really shouldn't worry about how the world looks at us.
We need to focus on heavenly things.
Keep our eyes fixed on Jesus.
Your mind is not on earthly things. Your prize is found in heaven. You know his power. You know his love. Your sins have been forgiven. Your eyes on Jesus. There's a joy like no other, a peace that passes all. Jesus is your master, and you can hear him call. Fix your eyes on Jesus.
We can read in the Bible about many people who lived a humble life serving God.
They looked to God for wisdom, power, and strength.
God our Father will use us and bless us when we come to him.
With a humble spirit.
Seeking his will.
Learning his ways.
Working for his peace.
Sharing his love.
Thank him and praise him.
Praise the Lord.
Let's pray. Dear Father, you loved us so much that you sent Jesus to take away all of our sin. Thank you, Father. We want to know you, to follow you, to humbly serve you and tell others about you, to feel joy and happiness that only can come from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us.
We hope that you will share this lesson with others.
And remember,
rejoice and be glad.
Great is your reward in heaven.
See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Us.
It's great to learn about our friends who are listening.
Here's our phone number, 1-800-527-5522.
Our web address is www.karenandkids.com.
You can write to us at Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, T-I-M-O-N-I-U-M, Maryland, 21094.